Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us today is Daryl Richardson, director of NDON, talking a little bit about these rain totals over the last couple days. I think a lot of people have seen some moisture. What are some of the totals looking like, and how's the ground moisture looking with that?
It, of course, with most rain events, varied greatly. Far southern Red River Valley got very little. Some spots got nothing, or really technically a trace, and some spots got over an inch. The heaviest rain totals were west of the Red River Valley, really down the James River Valley. Some areas there got 2.5 inches of rain from this event over the weekend.
All right. And I know the last time we talked, you mentioned that there were areas that kind of needed some moisture as you got a little bit lower in that topsoil. Is this going to help that situation?
Oh, if not overdone it for some. It did bring any area that, say, was lacking a little bit in the top few inches, of course, it filled it up. And there will probably be more what I would describe as hit and miss precipitation coming towards the end of the week. The end of the week system looks like it'll be more widespread, say, in western North Dakota than in eastern North Dakota or northwestern Minnesota, but there will be some more moisture. So I really think by this weekend there wouldn't be anyone that would want any moisture, and it will very likely, you know, what it has come has already delayed planting and will continue to do such. But it does look really promising next week. I'm sure everyone noticed that we've had a pattern change. And, yes, it rained this weekend, but we're getting much more common temperatures now for the time of year. The clouds have held things back, of course, in some areas. But the overall pattern, temperature-wise, looks great. It's just, I think, from this point forward, you know, what the planting season is to, you know, just avoid the rain and see if we can get opportunities to get out in between the periods of rain. Because as I remind folks, depends on your location, but either this is second or pretty much tied as the second wettest month of the year. So it's pretty tough to go through May without some delays. And certainly we're going to see that this month.
And that was, you kind of already answered this next question here, but just to kind of elaborate a little bit more, temperature wise, we have seen 70 degrees now. So things touching on the normal side of things, if that word exists.
Very much so. I mean, again, you know, the last couple of days have been cool because of the clouds. And, you know, that happens in May. But overall, the pattern looks to be mostly 70s for high temperatures. And if it's a little cloudier, you know, in the 60s. Moving forward, looks like we're going to get into northwest flow. And if you're familiar with that, the upper level winds will come out of the northwest. And that tends to be a dry flow force. That will really start next week. We do have, as I already alluded to, a little bit of a system coming in this week. It looks like it'll track a little bit farther west than this one, meaning more hit and miss in the Red River Valley, although because it'll be more than one little wave coming through most areas, even though hit and miss will get hit at some point. But the more widespread what happened to us this weekend will probably, the way it looks, be in western North Dakota. But beyond that system, it looks like we'll get into northwest flow, which will mean drier, probably warmer conditions. And we might even next week, if all goes well, see a day or two that we could hit our first 80 of the year. But, you know, just to stay conservative, you know, most days will at least be in the 70s. So just more typical May weather coming.
Anything else we should be aware of or be keeping an eye on before we let you go?
No, I will remind folks, and you know, you had mentioned it, you know, the soil moisture now, everyone's doing well, if not in excess. You know, if you go deep down 8, 12 inches, which no one really needs at this point, you know, that's going to have to get replenished at some point, probably come in with some good thunderstorms and hopefully after the planting season. But that's doing pretty well. But the soil's still not quite where people want them temperature-wise. And just a reminder, you know, we have a lot of this information on our websites. And if you want to keep checking that out, I know I've had a lot of phone calls asking about that and they're asking me, like, where again can they find that information? So, you know, endon.info is mobile compliant. It will take us to the other website, but all these websites, again, have pretty much everything that you would need for soil data, both moisture and temperatures, for folks as they're planting in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Daryl Richardson, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.